Blog Talk Radio.
Royal Dream. Royal Dream. Dream. Royal Dream. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Back up on my team, had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and die. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay buzzed like hives and fly to true ambition. To the numbers just multiply, then we can start to build it. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers home. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland and make all of you governments die.
Ring my bell, think of your crown. Royal dreams, they try on me, run into armies. Royal dreams, I ride into the mud, there's no more fantasy. It's all about who you know, those you call family.
All right. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, I think. Yeah, Monday, March the 25th. Monday, March the 25th of 2019. And the time is 1:30 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, let's get right into the meat of the message. Know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. So, brothers and sisters, we're going to jump right in. I've got a very important topic for you today. We want to talk about your story. We want to talk to you today about one of the most important keys or one of the missing ingredients for success. The missing ingredients for success. What is the missing ingredients for your success? You know, when we talk about the people that are really, really successful, is the people that are different. You know, we live in an environment, or we live in a day and age where, you know, assimilation or uniformity or conformity is promoted. So everybody just wants you to be another peg in the wall. So your sacrifice is your uniqueness. There is a promotion, if you will, for you to blend in with the dominant culture, to blend in with the narrative, to blend in with whatever is being promoted, whatever is being advertised, whatever is the new fad, the new scheme, the new scam that's out. That there is this constant barrage or this constant bombardment of your individuality. Your uniqueness, your individuality is always under attack. Everybody wants you to be like. They want you to blend in. And it's this inability to stand out, the inability to be different, because that makes you, quote unquote, weird. That makes you the guy. If you're the only guy that's wearing baggy pants when everybody's wearing skinny jeans, you're going to be the guy that stands out. Are you going to be the girl that stands out? But it is it's that very thing that is your story. Your story is different from my story. We all have a story. We all have something that we've experienced that's different, that makes us see the world differently than what everybody else sees. And the moment that you fall and you give way to what's promoted, and that is be like Mike. Remember that saying? that everybody's talking about they want to be like Mike. The moment that you do that, that's the moment that you sacrifice your uniqueness. And the moment that you sacrifice your uniqueness, that's the moment that you sacrifice your giftedness. It's the very thing that's usually a flaw. It's really interesting because people that have freckles, if you're the only person in your family or you're the only person in your group or if you're the only person that you know and you're the only one that has freckles, that makes you different. And we all hate, at least I did, I didn't like the thing that made me stand out, that made me different from the masses, that made me different from everybody else. Because we all have been taught or we all buy into this ideal that we're not valuable. And it's not said that way. It's never come out. Nobody just comes out and tells you that you're not valuable. People just come out and tell you that you're more valuable when you are like somebody else. And it is this ideal that your story has no worth or your value, or that somebody else's story is more valuable or more important than your story. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you today that your story is just as important as anybody else's story. In fact, it's more important because it's your story. So also, you may hear a little background noise. I am driving back on the way from dropping my daughter off to travel. Again, just hang on the line, and I'll call right back in. You guys know how we do. So if the call does drop, if you hear a little background noise, that's why. But let's get into your story. So you guys know that I talk about my story all the time. Your story is your frequency. Your story is your wave. Your story is a connectivity to you. And most people have a fictitious story. Most people's story is made up. Most people's story is just a flat-out lie. Most people are saying, let's think about rappers. You know, when rap come out and the guys is rapping about, you know, he killing people. You know, he shot this person, he did that person. And then they get exposed. And what happens? His credibility is gone. Do y'all remember Milli Vanilli? Or Milli, what do they call it? Milli Vanilli or Milli something to all the songs. They wasn't authentic. They had this huge following. They was making a lot of money. They was traveling around the world. And then I think something happened on stage where, you know, the sound went out or the mic went out. And it was discovered that they couldn't sing. So their story wasn't authentic. Their story wasn't authentic. Once it was found out that their story wasn't authentic, it was fabricated. They lost all their following. And Milli Vanilli, for you youngsters, y'all probably had never heard of them, but Milli Vanilli was, you know, they just two guys out singing. They had, quote unquote, the look, but I guess they didn't have the voice. So that they tried to manufacture it. And I'm sure it probably wasn't their idea. It was probably some promoters who saw them and thought of that this would be a good, quote unquote, gimmick. And so if you notice in the life management system, Kingdom Men as Training Center, I don't like gimmicks. I don't like fads. And I don't promote trends. I only promote purpose. I only promote innate purpose. Your story cannot be or should not be fabricated. Your story is your vibe. Your vibe attracts your tribe. Your tribe is another word for your community. Your community are the men, meaning, and resources that's going to supply you with all of the funds that you needed to take care of you. Your community will take care of you. It's not the size of your community that's important. It's the connectivity within the community that's important. So I'm able to get done. I'm able to generate a lot more capital than a lot of people who have a email list of 10,000 people. And I have an email list of less than 100. So how am I able to generate over $100,000 with an email list of only, you know, 50 or 60 people? Because those 50 or 60 people there's more connectivity with that smaller group than there is if I had 10,000 people. So that's in your tribe. It's about the frequency that's in your vibe. Let me say that again. It's not about the number of people that are in your tribe. It's about the frequency or the authenticity that's in your vibe. Remember I said before that the speed or the tone in your voice determines the speed of your choice. Now, I don't know how many times I've shared this with people, and most people really have a difficult time understanding it because we buy into what's being promoted on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube, that you need all of these subscribers. So if you don't get, you know, 1 million clicks, if your video doesn't go viral, then you're not going to be successful. As you guys know, you go to my YouTube page right now, you can look at my YouTube videos, and the average number of views I have is between 25, and if I get 100 views on a video, that's like, wow, I'm amazed, I got 100 views. I'm able to do with 50 people what most people do with, man, 10, 20, 30,000 people. How is that possible? It's possible because of my story. Your story is not your product. Your story is not your service. Your story is not your information. If you cannot tell me your story, if you cannot tell me, and I know it's going to be hard, I know it's going to be painful, if you cannot tell me your deepest, darkest secrets, if I can't connect with you at your lowest point, I cannot connect with you at your highest point. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. If you're not willing to let me see your dirty laundry, I'm not interested in seeing your clean laundry. If you're not interested, if you mean to tell me you cannot be open and honest and transparent, I'm not going to open my wallet and share my money with you. The universe works making money, being healthy, being wise, being in total relationships of the gospel. It is so simple that it's complex. All you got to do is just be real. All you got to do is stop trying to be somebody that you're not. All your titles, all your accolades, all your diplomas, all your degrees, all your trophies, all of the, you know, attaboys that you got. I know you're awesome. That's great. But I'm not interested in your awesomeness. I'm interested in what traumatic events have you overcame. What have you been through? See, to know what you're called to do, you have to know what you've been through. If you're not willing to share with me your pain, then I'm not willing to go with you while on your game. If you're not willing to share your pain, you're not going to experience much gain. It's this ability to understand, brothers and sisters, that people connect with you at your lowest point, not your highest. We all want to promote ourselves as being successful. I do too. We want people to see us dressed up with all of our makeup on in our three-piece suit. We want people to see us in our Sunday best. Nobody wants to go on Facebook and post pictures of them with their morning breath and matter in their eyes and their hair all, you know, twisted up, or in my case, the lack of hair. We all want to present our best foot. We want to put our best foot forward. And that's nothing wrong with that, but people don't connect with that. People are not willing to go in and they're not willing to go into their pocket and take their money out of their pocket and give it to you. People want to know what you've been through. See, I want to know what you've been through. I want to hear your story. And nobody's telling their story. Everybody's telling me. Most people, and including most of the clients of the current clients of the Life Management System and the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, y'all have to start telling your stories. And I'm not saying make up stories, which is what most people do. I'm talking about you got to tell me that thing that when you talk about it, your voice starts to tremble. You get a little teary-eyed because it's still emotional. I want to hear that story. I'm not interested in how you won the lottery. I'm not interested in how you, you know, defeated the bear or the lion. I want to know what it was like before when you was in the valley and you was afraid and you know what you was going to do. I want to know what it felt like when, you know, when you was going through. What was the emotional state when your back was up against the wall and you didn't know what you was going to do? People are interested in connecting with true, authentic stories that are what is called trials and tribulations. Nobody likes to talk about that dark place that they were in. Nobody. I'm one of the few fools that come on Blog Talk and tell you all my dirty laundry, tell you all my flaws, tell you everything that I've done, all my failures and all my weaknesses. I tell everybody all the time, I am not a moral man. If you're looking for somebody that's very moral, if you're looking for somebody that's very good, that somebody has a lot of ethics, a lot of value, that's not me. But if you're looking for somebody that if you knock them down, they're going to get back up. If you're looking for somebody that got stick-to-itiveness, if you're looking for somebody that got bulldog tenacity, if you're looking for somebody that has a will and a desire to connect with the Father by any means necessary, the forefather, if you're looking for somebody that's only interested in the entire truth, the original truth that's passed down from the forefather, and somebody that's willing to die for it, and somebody that's willing to live for it, then I'm your boy. You see, brothers and sisters, there's very few people who can tell you their story. Because most people are ashamed of their story. Most people, they don't even know their own story. So how can you not know your own story? Just like I did. You know, for a long time, I had lied to myself for so long that I believed a lie about myself. And I have forgotten my true authentic self. I have been fake for so long that I replaced the real me with the fake me. It's kind of like that movie I just watched, Us, where the alter ego took over the place of the real ego, if you will. That was my take on the movie. And so a lot of people, you're telling, your ego is telling the show, not your spirit. So the spirit man is buried underneath the ego. And your alter ego is telling these ramped up stories like you the man, like you the greatest thing since sliced bread. When actuality, you're not the man, or you're not the woman. You are a man and you are a woman. But guess what? That's good enough. See, we make up stories because we think we don't have a story. We make up stories when we think nobody wants to hear our story. That's a lie from the pit. So the enemy is getting you to sell your story or bury your story in exchange for his story. So we got history or his story in place of our story. So your job, my job, is to assist you with getting back in connection or with contact with you so that way you can connect with your true, authentic self. And what you're going to find is there's some pain down there. There are some things that happened to you that, quote unquote, didn't make sense, that wasn't fair. And it is those things that wasn't firm, that wasn't fair, and it wasn't consistent. That's called a thorn. Now, the Bible talks about that we have this thorn in our side. And we know the scripture says that Paul asked three times to take this thorn from me. And we know that the Father's reply was, no, I'm not going to do that because my grace is sufficient for you. Basically, he was telling him that he needed that thorn. But the reason that he needed that thorn, which is his story, is the same reason that you need your thorn or your story. And that is to keep you from being conceited, to keep you from being arrogant, to keep you from being cocky, to keep you from treating others on the straight and narrow path. The Father has given you something called a thorn. That's called a story. But it's in the story that's called a trial or a tribulation. So your trials and your tribulations are your stories. So your job is to share those trials and those tribulations with other people. Now, you can use any modality or any means, whether it be, you know, like a podcast, or whether it be through pottery, whether it be through bakery, whether it be through clothing, whether it's, no matter how you share your share, no matter how you tell your story, the key is that you tell your story. Don't get wrapped up into how you're going to tell your story. Just simply understand that you have a story. And once you really get to the understanding that, okay, I got a story, now how do I share that story and what makes up my story? Remember, the story is a thing that elevates the heart. The story is not a thing that tickles the mind. Let me say it again. Your story is not something that is based upon some type of an intellectual attribute or characteristic or pursuit. That's not your story. Your story is something that creates that tugs on your emotions. Your story is something that you're usually ashamed of. The story is something that you're usually trying to hide. The story is something that you usually don't want nobody to know. That's your story. Your story, my brothers, your story that allows you to connect with me and to connect with everybody else, your story is the thing that allows you to, again, to establish your vibe. And your vibe is going to attract and going to draw your tribe. So in order for you to establish your base, now these are the people that's going to buy your product, your service, and your information. Why? They vibrate on the exact same frequency as you. So they know you because of your chemistry. They don't know you based upon anything else. It's not about anything other than your frequency, your wave, or your vibration. So there is a currency that is called chemistry. So your chemistry, then I'm willing to exchange my currency. If there is no chemistry, I'm not going to exchange my currency. So your job is not to advertise. Your job is not to create some clever marketing. Your job is not to focus on your packaging. Your job is not to, you know, focus on the narrative from the perspective of how the content is displayed. Your job is chemistry. If you can connect with me chemically, then I'm going to connect with you electronically or currency. The only problem that people have in the marketplace is you cannot connect. Your vibe is not creating your tribe. Why? You don't have no vibe. Now, why come we don't have a vibe? Because we're not connected with our soul. Your own tribe, you have to have your own vibe. That's your own story. And if you are afraid, if you are shy, if you are private, if you are introverted, if you don't see no value in your story, then you're not going to share your share. You're not going to share your story. The inability to share the story, that means there's the inability to see the story. If you go to a nice restaurant and it was really, really nice, you have no problem sharing that story of that great experience that you had at that restaurant. If your experience did not touch your soul, it did not touch your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect, or the people, it's not that they don't have one, is that they're not allowing themselves to connect with one. So why would you not share with your story? Well, the same reason I didn't want to share my story. I was embarrassed to tell people that basically I went through life as a functional illiterate. But I didn't have functional, I was a functional illiterate not because I couldn't read or write. I was a functional illiterate because I didn't have confidence in reading or writing. It was actually pretty easy. But not having confidence in my ability to memorize stuff, to learn stuff, the cause of my functional illiteracy was a lack of self-worth and lack of self-image. The reason that you don't have, what is the cause of your lack of story? It's not that you don't have a story, is that you don't have self-image. And so then we look at, okay, well, how come I don't have a self-image? Because self-image is how you see yourself. And so is that you have a low or you have no self-image. And the reason that you don't have no, or the reason you have low or no self-image, because nobody has saw or acknowledged yourself. And you didn't see and acknowledge yourself. So if you don't acknowledge yourself, you can't acknowledge anyone else. And if you can't acknowledge anyone else, guess what? You don't have no story. You don't have no vibe. You ain't got no vibe, you ain't got no tribe. You ain't got no tribe, you ain't got no chemistry. You ain't got no chemistry, you ain't got no currency. So your lack of currency is due to the lack of chemistry with yourself first. So if you don't love yourself, how in the world can you love anyone else? It is done unto you as you believe, as we love ourselves. So if you don't love yourself, how in the world are you going to love anyone else? So the enemy plays a cruel trick on everybody. So everybody listening to the sound of my voice, what is your story? Dark people that hear your story, they're going to make fun, if you want to use that word, of your story. Because somebody made fun of their story. Your job, you can go to my YouTube channel right now, and somebody does a smart comment about something that I've said in my videos. You're going to have those too. You're going to have your distractors. But you cannot allow your distractors to limit your ability to connect with your true authentic story and to tell your story. Because there's someone who needs to hear your story. There's a group of people. That's why the Father allowed you to go through that experience and come out on the other side. It doesn't matter if you was victorious or not. The victory is in the fact that you're here listening to this conversation today. So you already won. But now you may be saying like me, well, Doc, you know, I didn't win, man. I lost. You know, I got, you know, I didn't get my husband back. I didn't get my wife back. We got divorced. That's your story. And so when you share that story with other people who are going through similar story, and when they hear your story, it's going to empower them to continue their journey. That is success. Success is the ability to have an influence on other people, a positive influence. To the degree, my brothers and sisters, that you lift up the spirits of everyone else, is the degree that you lift up the spirits. People are they're promoting this unhealthy chemistry. That's what social media should be called, anti-social media, because it doesn't permit or promote social skills. It promotes isolation. It promotes division. It doesn't allow us to connect. It allows us to disconnect. And so by using terms that are the opposite of their definition of their true nature, it allows us to be fooled or to be tricked or be confused. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you have to start telling your story. The darker the story, the deeper the connection. Let me say that again. The darker your story, the deeper the connection. Now, I'm not talking about what some people do. There's a lot of people that make up stories. And they make up stories for a reason. And the reason that they make up those stories is to get attention. Now, think about that for a moment. If people make up stories to get attention, that means stories get attention. So, everybody, I mean, look what's going on. Netflix, my son was telling me that Apple is getting ready to get into the content creation game. Netflix is already in the content creation game. NBC, ABC, you know, HBO, Showtime, Stars. How many channels are there on TV today? Why are there so many channels? And look at the definition of the word channel. Channel. You know the definition of the word channel? So a channel is something that holds or moves you into a desired direction. Let me say that again. A channel is something that is designed to move you into a predetermined direction. Now, when you watch a TV program, TV means television. Tele means to transport. Vision means a mental picture or an image. A program, what is a program? A program is a pattern. It means it's a way by which I want you to think. Patterns are power. TV programs are powerful. That's the purpose why everybody's getting into the content creation game. Because they understand the person that can tell the best stories, the person that gets the most attention. And you have a story that's authentic and that's real, but you're not telling it. Your job, again, and we're talking about under open understanding that the world, you've been sold the same era that I was sold, which is the world is based upon morality. The world is not based upon morality. Everybody is interested in being good or bad, primarily or black. That's why we poor. Rich people are not interested in being, the Bible says ruthless men retain wealth, not moral men. Ruthless mean productive. You should be worrying about profits and loss, assets and liabilities, instead of right and wrong. You're making decisions based upon whether they are right or wrong, instead of making decisions based upon whether they are profitable, whether they produce assets or liabilities. So let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, because I didn't read this shit in no book. All decisions I made, when I made the decision to get out of the military, it wasn't about whether it was profitable or not profitable. I made the decision to get out of the military because some knucklehead told me that that was the moral or the God thing to do. I got married because some knucklehead told me that that was the God thing to do. I drove the kind of car. I lived in the inside neighborhood. I ate the food. Everything I've done in my life was because somebody told me that God told them. I wasn't smart enough or bright enough to make the statement that I make now, which is, if God want to talk to me, he can talk to me himself. If God can't talk to me, he ain't God. You don't need no middleman to tell you what God wants you to do. If God got something to tell you, he tell you his damn self. God don't need no middle. He don't need a middleman. That was a lie that I brought. That's why I didn't tell my story. That's why I live my life based upon a false morality. That's why I'm not interested in how moral you are. I don't care how good you are. I don't care how bad you are. I only care about one thing: are you productive? Because when Yahushua walked past the fig tree, he didn't ask the fig tree if it was moral or not. He asked the fig tree, did it have no fruit? And since the fig tree didn't have no fruit, he cursed that tree, and it withered up and it died. So in order for you to have fruit, you got to have something called chemistry. In order for you to have chemistry, you got to have something called connectivity. In order for you to have connectivity, you got to have something called confidence. In order for you to have confidence, you got to have something called clarity. In order for you to have clarity, you got to have something called purpose. Well, purpose is not known. Abuse is inevitable. I don't care what you're doing, brothers and sisters. I don't care where you go. The thing that I've learned over these 50-plus years that I've been on this planet, no man, no woman, and no child can look me in the eye and tell me that it's not true. Because I didn't read this shit in no book. This is real life. And my life has been filled with error, bad choices and bad decisions. Because I didn't have somebody telling me what I'm telling you. And that is, I don't care what happened to you when you was a child. That's not your fault. Whatever happened to you when you was under the age of 12, that's not your fault. But see, you're not 12 anymore. There's nobody listening to this call that's under the age of 12. So now the question is, what do you do with the error that happened in your life? What do you do with the trials? What do you do with the tribulations? What do you do with that thorn in your side? Remember what Paul asked, and he asked three times, take this thorn. Now remember the word thorn means messenger from or messenger of Satan. Messenger simply means mess with age. That's your story. Your story is whatever mess that you created that's been around since birth. Remember, your most persistent problem is your most profitable product. So I want to ask you the question today, what problem, what mess have you created in your life that you're not proud of? Now, I know you want to talk about your success. I know you want to talk about your degrees. You want to talk about, you 6'5", blonde hair, blue eyes. You want to talk about how many digits you got. You want to talk about how long you've been married. You want to talk about your children, how successful they are. You want to talk about your, $300,000 house. You want to talk about your Lamborghini and your Bugatti. You want to post up on Instagram and Facebook with all your stuff. You want to talk about, I know, I do too. I like talking about all my success. But when it's time for me to make some money, I talk about my failures. Because I'm connected with real people that's living real life. They got real problems. You see, you can't connect with real people posting up on Facebook about how much money you got. Because all you're doing is turning people off. Tell me about your problem, man. Tell me about your divorce. Tell me about what happened, how you felt when you got molested when you was a kid. Tell me about how it felt when your mom and dad got divorced. Tell me how it felt when your father turned his back on you. Tell me how it felt when you fucked out of school. Tell me how it felt when that traumatic event happened in your life. Because why? Traumatic things happened in my life too. See, we can connect. We can talk about that. I can feel your pain. You can feel my pain. We can connect with each other, and then we can elevate each other. You see, my brothers and sisters, it's true, authentic compassion for your fellow man that establishes chemistry with your fellow man. It is the inability to show empathy and sympathy for your fellow man is the reason why there is no currency, because there is no chemistry. That cannot be taught in school. That's something that comes from having a true heartfelt connection with people. There are people who don't like people. There are people who don't like Adam. They don't like life. There are people who, like my boy in the movie Tombstone, who hated the day that he was born. When Doc Holliday asked Doc Holliday, what makes somebody like Ringo tick? He had a hole in his heart that no amount of love could fill. There are people in life like that, because I used to be one of those people. I used to be a very angry little dude. Now I can't stop smiling. Every day I wake up, I'm happy because I'm living my dream. And some people will say, yeah, Brother Will, but you ain't got this, man, and you ain't got that, and this is not great, and that's not great, and you got problems just like all of us. And my answer to that would be absolutely correct. I have a lot of room for improvement in my life. But see, when I was a little kid, walking around in circles in the middle of the night, getting hit on the back with that metal pipe every time I fell asleep, you wasn't there. When I came home and my biological father locked me out the door of my own house and I just sit on the porch crying, you wasn't there. When I put my shit in my pillowcase at 13 and walked out, you wasn't there. You see, I've been in some dark places, brothers and sisters. I can connect with people. And I'm not saying this because I'm better than anybody else. I wish I was a trust fund baby. I would have loved that been a Schwarzenegger or a Nager or a Kennedy or a Rothschild, or, you know, I would have loved to have been born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I would have loved to have been able to turn 18 and get a trust fund with a couple of $100,000 in it. I think it would have been great. But those weren't the cards that I was dealt. That's not the plan that the big G had for me. So I don't know where you are in life. Even if you are a trust fund baby, and you was born with eight, you know, you graduated and you got, you know, $200,000-$400,000, now you got another problem. Because you ain't got no friends. Because everybody's hanging around you for what they can get from you. You see, brothers and sisters, I don't care how much money you got or you don't got, everybody got problems. Everybody has to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. Nobody gets out of this life alive. We all have to go through shit. And so when the Bible says, count it all joy when, not if, when you fall, count it all joy when. Because things are going to happen. You're going to go through trials and tribulations. But the key is, what is your mental disposition as you're going through? Not when you get to the top. Now, I know everybody, we all can party like rock stars when we get to the top of the mountain. But even with Daniel, when he was in the lion's den, you know what I loved about that story? Daniel in the lion's den? Because it said when Daniel was in the lion's den, it said that he stood there and he gazed intently into heaven. Read the story. Daniel wasn't crying. Daniel wasn't begging and pleading for God to take him out of the lion's den. Daniel wasn't afraid. When Daniel was in the lion's den, he had a mental disposition. What about the three Hebrew boys when they got thrown into the fiery furnace? Y'all remember that story? It said the three Hebrew boys, they went the same way they went in, the same way they came out. They was praying when they went in, they praying when they came out. And it said that they came out, they didn't even smell like smoke. They had a mental disposition when they went in. Brothers and sisters, you have to know. You can't have, faith is not in, just, you know, having a belief is not enough anymore. It's a whole new game now. Devil don't play fair. Yo, you got a belief, that's not good enough. You have to know something. You got to be a knower. You can't be a believer. You got to be a knower. Whatever you know, you better make sure that you know. You better make sure all your I's are dotted and all your T's are crossed. So everything I talk about, I know, because I can prove it using the stars, using cosmology. I can prove it using my body or using biology, and I can prove it using your Bible or either esoteric technology or esoteric text. So that three-stranded cord is not easily broken. So my question to you is, what do you know today? Whatever it is that you know, you take that and you marry that with your story. And you do, just like all of the biblical characters in Hebrews chapter 11, which is called the Faith Hall of Fame. If you read through Hebrews chapter 11, it says, by faith Abraham did blank. By faith Daniel did blank. By faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. Now remember, faith is pistis and pytho. Faith is the brain immersed in the solution, not the problem. Faith is the brain being immersed in the solution while still in the problem. That's faith. Let me say that again. Let me close with that, because somebody needs to write that down. Faith is while you are in the water, in your brain, you are on dry land. That's faith. Faith is when you dirt poor, you got $1 million in your brain. That's faith. Faith is the ability to act as if. But the act is real. In your brain, because remember, the brain doesn't know the difference between reality and fiction. Whatever you feed it, the brain going to run with it. Faith is the ability to be 6'5 when you 5'5. That's faith. got faith. Faith is the ability to be healed totally, mentally, while the body is falling apart physically. That's faith. Faith is the ability to act as if, in spite of. That's faith. See, faith is the ability to take your story and turn it into your glory. That's faith. Faith is the ability to take your story that the devil meant for evil, the thing that the devil tries to bury you with, God is going to empower you with. That's faith. I know. This ain't one of those feel-good Joel Osteen type messages. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is the difference between the haves and the have-nots. Chemistry establishes your currency. Where there is no chemistry, there is no currency. I don't care how great a product that you got. If you don't have a following, if you don't have a connection, if you don't have connectivity, if you don't have confidence, if you don't have clarity, then you're not going to have no currency. Everything starts with your story and your ability to honestly share your true, authentic story with me and with everyone else. The day that you're able to honestly open up and share your story, it may be a little hard at first. It may be a little, like when I started. If you listen to my messages back 10 years ago, man, I couldn't talk about some of the stuff I talk about now without getting very, very emotional. And it's still emotional. But guess what? I've shared my share. I've shared my story. And I continue to share my story. And people continue to hear my story. And people resonate with my story. But they say, man, I remember when I was sitting in church. And I remember I spent 10 years in church. And I remember it didn't work. I remember praying. I remember, you know, believing God and still losing cars and losing houses and stuff. I remember everything that you went through. I went through the same thing. So I know that what you're telling me is true. And then, bam, that's how we connect. And then I provide them with the solution. Come out of religion and get in and get into spirituality. So, brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. I thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. Brothers, sisters, the big G, he has a name written on his thigh that no man can pronounce. The book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 3, I think it is, says that the word of God, his name is the entire word. So you're trying to dumb him down into a box. The name of your God is too small for my God. Whatever name, whatever title, whatever label, whatever cistern you got, it can't hold water. It's too small. You got to get a bigger God. The sun, the S-U-N, and the S-U-N expresses, exposes, and expands itself through the Ruach and through the Pneuma, what we call the Holy Spirit inside the Bible. The scripture says that the Holy Spirit, not me, not the reverend, not the doctor, not the bishop, not the curandero, not the shaman, the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you. That's that small internal voice. That's your teacher. You know. You got a conscience. He's written his laws on the hearts and minds of his people. So you know which way you should go. You just got to step up to the plate. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay you dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flows. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Can you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God.
incredible. Look it up, get some vocab in your bloody manifold. I've been making these records like I'm Barry Manilow. Ain't no telling when you follow something that a man will grow. Ain't no telling how you make your wealth and how the plan will show. All the people had to climb up out they mental catacombs. I'm a sellout at the drone, rapping with a megaphone. I'm a god up on this microphone, I came to raise a throne. Vibrating in a mega zone with my metronome. I'm so loyal, I can't.